The United Nations Refugee Agency says nearly 200,000 Angolan refugees have returned home since peace was declared in May 2002. Since June, the UN Refugee Agency says it has repatriated more than 40,000 Angolans in organized convoys. It says about 150,000 other refugees have returned home on their own. UNHCR spokesman Chris Yanofsky says the spontaneous returns began almost immediately after the UNITA rebel leader Jonas Savimbi was killed early last year and prospects for peace began emerging.
Well, people started to realize then that basically the civil war was finishing and started going back. We are usually much more cautious and wait for things to settle down much better and so on. And things are still difficult in terms of, you know, mines, for example. I mean, the place is totally littered with landmines.
The UN says most of the Angolan refugees have returned from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The rest have gone back from Zambia and Namibia. It says an estimated 300,000 Angolan refugees still are in neighboring countries. Mr. Yanofsky says the pace of returns is now slowing down with the arrival of the rainy season in some parts of the country. He says the UNHCR is planning to help some 145,000 refugees return to their homeland next year.
It'll resume full speed probably on the onset of the dry season, which is going to be toward April. So there's going to be a pause of several months, not an entire halt, but a slowdown of several months. And then it will resume, and hopefully by the end of next year, if these spontaneous returns continue by the end of next year, we'll see pretty much the end of the Angolan refugee exodus.
Apart from transportation home, the UN gives the returning refugees food and some basic non-food items, such as household and agricultural tools. It also trains them how to avoid landmines and HIV infection. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.